On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's the natural number between 11 and 13, the atomic number of magnesium, the number of months in a year, number of bars in a standard blues progression, number of pairs of human ribs, number of inches in a foot, number of face cards in a card deck, number of knights at the round table, number of steps to recovery, number of angry men, as well as the subject matter for some mighty fine bluegrass picking and singing. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be celebrating the number 12. Coming up this, better to be judged by 12 than carried away by 6, edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. We'll begin with some tunes celebrating the number 12's deep religious significance. There are 12 sons of Jacob, 12 tribes of Israel, and most importantly for bluegrassical Bible study, 12 disciples.
Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, and Philip, Thomas, Matthew, Bartholomew, and Simon, Judas, James, and John. Andrew, go and tell your brother Peter to come a-running. Tell him the one he's waiting for is waiting for him. The two he calls the sons of thunder quit their jobs this morning. And for eternal revenue, Matthew is cashing in. Philip, tell Bartholomew there's something good from Nazareth. They've never met, but Jesus seems to know him through and through.
And Thomas, he'll go with you, don't you doubt it for a minute. James, the less, and Judas, and the zealot, Simon, too.
Simon, Peter, Andrew,
James,
Philip, Thomas, Matthew,
Bartholomew,
Simon,
Judas,
Judah,
James,
John.
Traveling round from town to town, preaching gets expensive. So they took along some women who took along some wealth. And the 12th one was chosen, was to be their trusted treasurer. Would you believe Judas Iscariot himself?
Next Sunday morning when your mind starts to wander and that pulpit prayer gets long and you start thinking about yourself.
Asking your heart if you would part with family, friends, and money, and leave it all for Jesus like the brave apostles well.
Peter, Andrew, James, and Philip, Thomas, Simon, Matthew, Bartholomew, and Judas, Judas, James, and John, and you.
A man came to Galilee, and walking beside the sea, he saw some fishermen with nets in their hands. He called to them that day, and what they heard him say was, "Come follow me, I'll make you fishers of men." There was Simon called Peter, his brother Andrew, James son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, James and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot. 12 were called. He called them together and he gave them the power to heal pain and sickness and to cast evil out. He sent them as messengers to heal and to spread the word that all of the prophecies would soon come about. There was Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew, James son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, James and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot. 12 were called. These 12 were like you and I, unsure of life and scared to die. But he told them he had come so we might be saved. He said, all men are brothers and love one another. And be not afraid, for I am with you always. Simon called Peter, his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, James and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot. 12 were called.
Mike Cross singing one of his own 12 disciples is heard on his Solo at Midnight endeavor. And Daly and Vincent were on top of things with the brave Apostles 12. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown, where we'll be taking a gander at the number 12, as it appears in High Lonesome's story and song. We'll stay in the ethereal realm with a classic gospel tune from the repertoire of the legendary blues man, Reverend Gary Davis. The song, first recorded in 1929 by the Norfolk Jubilee Quartet, was inspired by Revelation chapter 21, in which John sees a vision of the New Jerusalem, to wit, it had a great high wall, with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel were inscribed, on the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. This is Tim O'Brien with 12 Gates to the City.
Down to the south, and it's 12 gates to the city, hallelujah.
Bill Emerson in Sweet Dixie with 50 Miles of Elbow Room, with its reference to the New Jerusalem being 1,200 miles square. That was written by Herbert Buffum, a Holiness Pentecostal evangelist who lived in California and reportedly wrote thousands of gospel songs. And Tim O'Brien was on the front end with More on That Beautiful City. That was 12 Gates to the City, which appears on Tim's Flying Fish CD, Hard Year Blues. Those were the Whites helping Tim out harmonically. Nowhere does the number 12 figure more predominantly than at Christmas time, with an English carol that was first published in 1780 in a children's book, Mirth Without Mischief, although the tune didn't become standardized until English composer Frederick Austin's 1909 arrangement. There have been many lyrical variations throughout the past 240 years, including this bluegrassical slant provided by Foxfire. This is the 12 Days of Bluegrass Christmas.
The 12 days of bluegrass Christmas are dear to me and you, so all year we like to have the spirit true.
Like to have the spirit true.
The first day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, a plot beneath a weeping willow tree.
The second day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, two bluebirds singing,
and a plot beneath a weeping willow tree.
The third day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, three Mac Wiseman,
two bluebirds singing,
and a plot beneath. And a plot beneath a weeping willow tree. The fifth day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me,
five banjo strings,
four salty dogs that bark, three Mac Wiseman,
two bluebirds singing,
and a plot beneath a weeping willow tree.
The sixth day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, six white horses treading,
five banjo strings,
four salty dogs that bark, three Mac Wiseman,
two bluebirds singing,
and a plot beneath a weeping willow tree.
The seventh day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, seven snakes a-treading,
six white horses treading,
five banjo strings,
four salty dogs that bark, three Mac Wiseman,
two bluebirds singing,
and a plot beneath a weeping willow tree. The eighth day of bluegrass Christmas Lester gave to me,
eight hot biscuits rise,
seven snakes a-dread,
six white horses treading,
five banjo strings.
Four salty dogs that bark, three Mac Wiseman,
two bluebirds singing,
and a plot beneath a weeping willow tree.
The ninth day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, nine hammers pounding,
eight hot biscuits rising,
seven snakes a-dreading,
six white horses treading,
five banjo strings.
Dogs apart, three Mac Wiseman,
two bluebirds singing,
and a plot beneath a weeping willow tree.
The tenth day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, 10 rooks a-flying,
nine hammers pounding,
eight hot biscuits rising,
seven snakes a-treading,
six white horses treading,
five banjo strings.
Three Mac Wiseman,
two bluebirds singing,
and a plot beneath a weeping willow tree.
The 11th day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, 11 earls a-picking,
10 brooks a-flying,
9 hammers pounding,
8 hot biscuits rising,
7 snakes a-treading,
6 white horses treading,
5 banjo strings,
4 salty
three dogs have barked, three black wise men,
two bluebirds singing,
there's a bluebird singing,
and a plot beneath a weeping willow tree.
The 12th day of bluegrass Christmas my true love gave to me, 12 colonels finger licking,
11 earls a picking,
old 10 brooks a flying,
9 pounding hammers,
8 hot biscuits rising,
7 snakes a treading,
6 white horses treading,
5 banjo strings,
4 salty dogs a bark, 3 magpies,
2 bluebirds singing,
bluebird singing,
and a plot beneath the weeping willow tree.
12 is the number of drummers drumming and the number of days of Christmas. That was Foxfire with the clever 12 Days of Bluegrass Christmas, as heard on a Pinecastle anthology, Blue Ridge Mountain Christmas. I'm Dave Higgs, and our number 12 fixation will continue, unabated and unrestrained, the other side of our break, here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still looking at the bluegrassical side of the number 12. The actions of many bluegrass songs take place around 12 a.m. or midnight, or in the case of this next song, between 12 and 1. Here's Tony Rice with a 19th century murder ballad.
Take a walk, just a walk, a little way. As we walk, oh, may we talk all about our wedding day. Only say that you'll be mine. In our home, we'll happy be down beside. Took her by her lily white hand and dragged her down that bank of sand. There I throwed her in to drown. I watched her as she floated down. Only say that you'll be mine. In our home we'll happy be. Beside where the waters flow on the banks of the Ohio. Thinking of what I had.
had done, I'd kill the girl I love, you see, because she would not marry me. Only say that you'll be mine, in our home we'll happy be. Down beside where the waters flow, on the banks of the Ohio. Sheriff's men knocked at my door, saying, now young men, come now and go down to the banks of the Ohio. Only say that you'll be mine, in our home we'll happy be. Down beside where the waters flow,
in the month of April, a tragic loss of life, 2 miles out of town, hot and humid night. They were waiting for their loved ones to come back when they heard the awful roar of the train leaving the track. Though I was just a child, this is how the story goes. Among them, holding a single yellow rose, was a young man who just turned and walked away, for tomorrow was to be his wedding day. When the moon is full and yellow, casting shadows through the pines, through the still distant silence, you could hear the whistle whine. There's nobody at the station, no trains roll down that line. Still he stands there on that platform, waiting for 1209. Stands there with his flowers in his hand, for you know, for he's never been the same. Just stands there on the platform, waiting for the train. And when the moon is full and yellow, casting shadows through the pines, through the still distant silence, you could hear so wine. There's nobody at the station, no trains roll down that line. Still he stands there on the platform, waiting for the 1209. One night, as I walked along the track, heard a roar and I felt the wind against my back. I don't know if it was all just in my mind. Time was exactly 12:09, and the moon is falling yellow, casting shadows through the pines, through the still and distant silence. You could hear the whistle whine. There's nobody at the station, no trains roll down that line. Still he stands there on the platform, waiting for the 12:09, waiting for the 12:09, waiting for.
Bluestone singing the title track to their 1209 recording, a truly sad, sobering, and somber tale of a man waiting in vain for his fiancée to arrive on the 1209 train. And Tony Rice was immediately prior with one of the best-known tunes in the universe, Banks of the Ohio, which Tony renders on his self-titled Rounder album, the famous Rattlesnake LP. The number 12 has a special connection with trains, or train wrecks, to be more specific. Here are two, beginning with the wreck of the 1262. The tune was written by Carson J. Robinson and first recorded by Vernon Dalhart in 1926. On November 29, 1925, the 1262 started down a grade a few miles from Altoona when the brakes failed. The brakeman climbed out on top of the cars and attempted to apply the brakes by hand, but the train continued to accelerate to perhaps 60 miles an hour when it left the rails. The engineer and fireman were both killed and most of the cars demolished. This is Doc Watson.
One of the most written about subjects, I guess, in American folk music is stories about the railroad, songs about train wrecks, for instance. The wreck of 1262. Just left to point at Chicamy, the freight number 1262. And on down the mountain she traveled, so brave were the men in her crew. Then the engineer pulled at the whistle, for the brakes wouldn't work when applied. And the brakeman climbed out on the car top, for he knew what that whistle had cried. Of the strength that God gave him, he tied in those brakes with a prayer. But the train went right on down that mountain, her whistle still piercing the air. She traveled at 60 an hour, gaining speed every foot of the way. And then with a crash it was over, and there on the track the freight lay. It's not the amount of the damage, or the value of what the wreck cost. It's the sad scene they found in the cabin, where the lives of two brave men were lost. They found them at their post in the wreckage, where they died when the engine had failed. The engineer still held the whistle, and the fireman still clung to the bell. Now this story is told of a freight train, but but it should be a warning to all. We need to be prepared every moment, for we can never tell when he'll call.
On a cold and dark cloud evening, just before the close of the day, there keeps Harry, Lyle, and Diller, and with Anderson they rode away. From Clifton Forge they started, and their spirits were running high. As they stopped at the iron gate and waited till old number 9 went by. Once more they started down the James River, so dark and drear, and they gave no thought to the danger or the death that was waiting so near. They were gay and they joked with each other as they sped on their way side by side, and the old engine rocked as she traveled through the night on that last fatal ride.
Two tunes written by Carson J. Robison, a Kansas-born early country music star who specialized in writing event songs, such as the Wreck of the 1262, performed by Doc Watson on his on-stage release at the top of the set, and the Wreck of the 1256, as just sung by Texas Ruby and Curly Fox on their Essential Masters collection. On a bitterly cold, snow-covered night, engineer Harry G. Lyle rounded a curve about 7 miles east of Clifton Forge, Virginia, where a slide had occurred. The engine's headlamp didn't reveal the same until too late, and the 1256 and most of the cars left the tracks and plunged into the James River. We'll let the Holstein United Bluegrass Boys take us on through our upcoming break with another 12-ish tune from their album Cattle Tracks. This is 12 Noon Time.
Thank you.
Higgs, and we'll have more 12s from Flatten Scruggs, New Mountain Grass, and Mike Compton as soon as our break has run its familiar course here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, still featuring the number 12, with a song whose tune was lifted from an old English folk song, The Riddle Song, sometimes known as I Gave My Love a Cherry. Johnny Mathis took it to number 9 on the Billboard charts in 1957. Cliff Richard and Donny Osmond both saw some chart action with their subsequent renditions of the song in 1964 and 1973, respectively. Here's Dolly Parton teaming with Keith Urban on The 12th of Never.
Snow. they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're left all alone. I would not be so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. They've stoned you when you're walking on the street. They've stoned you when you're trying to keep your seat. They've stoned you when you're walking on the floor. They've stoned you when you're walking to the door. I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. It's the end. They'll stone you and then you'll come back again. They'll stone you when you're riding in your car. They'll stone you when you're playing your guitar. I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. All right.
The number 12 appears nowhere in the song, and yet it's one of the best-known 12 songs of them all, soaring to number 2 in the U.S. upon its release by Bob Dylan in 1966. Because of its repeating line, "Everybody must get stoned," many thought it was a song about drugs. Dylan claimed, quote, "I have never and never will write a drug song. These are people that aren't familiar with a Book of Acts," end of quote. This is probably a reference to the stoning of Stephen, and more universally to what sometimes happens to people when they stand up for what they believe. Flat and Scruggs singing Rainy Day Women, 12 and 35, in one of the most surreal recordings in all of bluegrassical history. And Dolly Parton was immediately prior with The 12th of Never from her Sugar Hill project, Those Were the Days. You're hearing songs that Bob Dylan once said was, quote, "one of the protestiest of all things I protested against in my protest years," end of quote, thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee, where Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs posted at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. One of the myriad of explanations of how Rainy Day Women 12 and 35 got its name is this. A woman and her daughter came into the studio where Dylan was recording on a rainy day. Dylan supposedly correctly guessed their ages as 12 and 35. Well, the ages of the two characters in this next song are 10 and 12. And what a wonderful time they had. This is New Mountain Grass with Only 10 and 12.
Something in the way she smiled, and something in the way she stayed a while. I remember innocent and sweet was the way we would always meet. We were only 10 and 12 that year, but a memory store. We'd trade our cards and then go back for more. Pinky swear and take a dare. She tossed her fingers in my hair. We were brown from the summer sun. She laughed at me and said, let's have some fun. I always thought it could be that way. I didn't know the sky was turning gray. Disappeared that day. Well, I knew she could never tell a lie. I can't forget the night I saw her cry. We were only 10 and 12 that year, but a memory is always near. Hand in hand we shed our tears that night. Have come and gone since then, and I remember still my special friend. If you ever had a friend like that, you'd hold them close no matter where they're at. Swinging free in a summer breeze, spare secret castles in the hay. I hope that magic can come back someday. We were only 10 and 12 that year.
One and one is two. Ashamed of the way you treated me. Now, babe, I'm going to leave you, going back to Tennessee. Back to Shelby County, baby, where you can't find me. Two and one is three, and one is four. Gonna beat that man if I see him at your door. Then, babe, I'm going to leave you, going back to Tennessee. Back to Shelby County, baby, where you can't find me. Three and one is four and one is five. If I see you with that man, I'm going to black his eyes. Babe, I'm going to leave you, going back to Tennessee. Back to Shelby County, baby, where you can't find me. Four and one is five and one is six. I'm going down on the corner and wait there with some bricks. Now, babe, I'm going to leave you, going back to Tennessee.
seven and seven and one is eight. You had a card in the hole and I spotted it right away. Now, babe, I'm going to leave you, going back to Tennessee. Back to Shelby County, baby, where you can't find me. Seven and one is eight and eight and one is nine. I'm gone, got tired of your 3, 6, 9. Babe, I'm going to leave you, going back to Tennessee. Back to Shelby County, baby, where you can't find me. Eight and one is nine and nine and one is ten. If I see you with that man, I'm gonna play hell with him again. Babe, I'm going to leave you, going back to Tennessee. Back to Shelby County, baby, where you can't find me. Ten and one is 11, and 11 and one is 12. If I see you with that man, I'm gonna get. Back to Shelby County, baby, where you can't find me.
Mike Compton running through the numbers in From 1 to 12 from his Rotten Taters release. And New Mountain Grass was just before with Only 10 and 12 from their self-titled effort. Well, that's just about going to do it for our bluegrassical look at number 12. We'll end with a few proverbs, and the bull is picking the 12th Street rag. The dog's tail stays crooked, even if he is buried for 12 years, an Indian proverb. Every story has two sides, and every song has 12 versions, an Icelandic proverb. It is easy to push a cart drawn by 12 men, a Hungarian proverb. And on that high, happy 12 Highlanders and a bagpipe make a rebellion. Kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, she was born the youngest of 14 children to one of the greatest ballad singing families, learning songs while sitting on the front porch of the homestead on Elk Branch in Viper, Kentucky. She became one of America's most beloved folk singers, songwriters, and dulcimer players. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be honoring the mother of folk, Jean Ritchie, on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.